You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Philadelphia Phillies with MLB.com's Phillies beat reporter Todd Zielecki. Todd, we talked a little bit before the non-waiver trade deadline about what might still be coming, and the one big thing is something that may be approaching. It's hard to know exactly how close, but it sounds as though there is at least movement on a potential Chase Utley trade. What is it that you're hearing about interest? Is it specifically the Giants? Are there other teams that might be making a real play? What's your understanding of what's going on with the Chase Utley trade market?
Yeah, there definitely is interest from teams. There has been for some time, quite frankly. You know, there were scouts asking around last month about, hey, when's Chase begin his rehab? And they weren't just asking because they were Chase Utley fans. They were from teams that were interested in possibly acquiring Chase Utley. So even before he came back, there was interest. And now that he's back, certainly there's been several teams kind of on him, following him. The Giants have been mentioned prominently. The Angels, the Cubs, the Yankees, the Dodgers have been mentioned in the past. So, you know, they're all teams that have legitimate interest or have had a legitimate interest. But, yeah, the Giants seem to be a team that, and certainly when you look at all of the pieces, the Giants seem to make the most sense at this time, because they need a second baseman right now, a panic out with the lower back inflammation. They're not sure when he's going to come back. Chase plays second base. He spends his off seasons just outside of San Francisco. You know, he's going to be a free agent after the season. The Phillies are, I would be stunned if they picked up one of his club option for next year. So I think Chase sees time running out. The Phillies see time running out on their relationship together. And there definitely seem to be fits outside that he could go to.
You know, one of the things that we all kind of know about no trade protection is no trade protection doesn't actually keep you from being traded. It allows you to be compensated if you don't want to be traded. And that's often what it comes down to. And the reason I ask that is that, you know, Utley has this fairly complicated option that there's an amount that the amount varies based on how long he's on the DL this year. And so I wonder, does there get to be a point, and I wouldn't imagine the Giants would do this, but does there get to be some scenario where maybe he says, pick up the option and I approve the trade, or is he maybe not even thinking that far ahead right now?
You know, I certainly there's a possibility. Now, you know, he spent 45 days on the disabled list this season, so, and the club option is anywhere between $5 and $11 million based on how much time he is on the DL. So I'm not sure exactly what that number would be at right now based on 45 days on the disabled list. But that said, you know, certainly Chase has that right to say, well, I'm only going to go somewhere if you pick up my option. But he also has never really been a guy to me that has been about going out and getting the most money. I mean, he's been very well compensated, certainly. But I think in Chase's instance, I guess I would lean more towards the possibility that he sits there and goes, you know what, it's just for 7 weeks or it's just for 6 weeks. I have a chance to win a World Series. I'm not going to win one in Philadelphia, and I'm probably not going to be back in Philadelphia. So, you know, if it means going somewhere with a chance to win and staying in Philly and just playing out the string, you know, maybe I'll go and take that shot at a second World Series title.
Do you have any read as to whether he has even decided? Does he want to play next year, or is that still a decision to be made?
I think he definitely wants to play next year from what I've heard. He still believes he can play at a high level. The numbers don't back that up over the last year plus, certainly. You know, he's not anywhere near the offensive player that he once was. But, you know, athletes look at things differently than you or I might, or the average fan might. We're going to look at the numbers and say, wow, you know, he's hit about .220 since June of 2014. What he will say is that, okay, I struggled at the second half of last season, sure, and I struggled in April. But when I was feeling good at the plate this season, I hit over .300, well over .300 in the month of May, and then started to struggle again in June. But this is Chase talking. I think that my right ankle had something to do with that. I didn't feel good at the plate. I had a mechanical issue with my swing that I figured out. So, you know, the elite athlete kind of has ways of kind of looking at the situation and saying, all right, you think I'm bad, but I'm looking at my May. I had a great spring training. I know I wasn't healthy. I know I had this mechanical flaw in my swing. I'm healthy now. I think I've adjusted the mechanical flaw. And, you know, I'm looking back at my May and saying, boy, you know, when I'm feeling good, I'm still an elite player. And so I think he would like to play after this season.
It's a really good point, and I think it's one that needs to – I think a lot of people need to be reminded of it. Fans certainly need to be reminded of it. I think sometimes people in the media need to be reminded of – they don't get to this point without having that kind of mindset, without having that degree of – just worrying about my stuff and that belief that if I do my thing, I'm good, and that ability to deny or ignore the outside stuff. He's hit pretty well since coming back. It's extremely dangerous to read too much into any 15 at-bats anywhere, but particularly something where a guy is just back and he's relatively fresh. But what have you seen from Utley both at the plate and in the field over this past week since he's been back?
Well, I think you've seen some. I've seen some quicker bat speed. I mean, he looks to be just quicker through the zone with it, at the plate, and that's a good thing. You know, you hear a lot of people saying, "Oh, boy, it looks like his bat speed has slowed down a little bit. It looks like he's not as aggressive in there." But you've seen the opposite of that in these first whatever five games he's been back, and in the field, you know, on the bases, he's running very well, I believe. It might have been Sunday in San Diego. He scored from first on a double to right field. So he's looked good on the bases. He's looked good at the plate, quicker at the plate. And defensively, you know, he's fine. He's not going to – he can certainly hold his own. So there is value there. And that's why I think you see this buzz picking up right now because teams look at him. I think they just kind of wanted a reassurance that, you know, he's not going to come back and just look lost out there. He's come back and he's looked really good, and I think a lot of teams like the Giants, Cubs, you know, all these other teams are looking at Chase Utley saying, okay, this is a veteran guy with a track record. We know he's a good clubhouse guy, and maybe if we can put him into our team, in our clubhouse in the middle of a pennant race, we can kind of re-energize him a little bit, and I think that's what is leading to the pursuit of him right now.
Does that sort of combination make it in any way a challenging thing for the Phillies to determine a return, just in that if you deal him in whenever it was that before he went on the DL, the guy's scuffling, somebody's taking a flyer, and you don't really even worry that much about him making it look bad. I mean, not that's exactly going to happen here, but does it increase the degree of difficulty for the Phillies to sort of assess the value? And I guess what I'm getting at is this guy is such a franchise icon. He's such a big part of what's gone on there for so long. I got to think there's a degree to which it will be hard to flip Chase Utley for just some kid in A-ball. And yet at the same time, if you're the Giants, you're saying we're only getting this guy for 6 weeks and we don't know what he is. We can't give you that much for him. Is it a hard deal, you think, to make work because of sort of all the different forces at play?
Yeah, I definitely think so, but one thing I've been told is the Phillies are not going to give him away. It's easy to say right now because the deal hasn't been made with anybody, but and I understand their thinking because everything that you just said, he's an iconic player, he's a World Series hero, he's the greatest second baseman in franchise history. He's struggled though, so you can't expect a top five prospect in an organization for him, but he also. Does it make any sense really to trade Chase Utley for, you know, a guy outside a team's top 30 prospects list? It doesn't really seem to. You might as well just hold on to him for the rest of the season, give him a farewell in Philadelphia, and then let him go on his way. So there definitely is this line to be walked right now. And I think what the Phillies want to do is they're realistic enough to know that you're not going to get a team's top hitting prospect or a team's top pitching prospect, or probably not even close to that. But they want to be able to get a guy that potentially they see helping them in the big leagues in the future. You know, not some kind of cast-off prospect whose stock has been falling over the last year or two, yeah, you know what, let's just take a flyer on him, see if he hits. I think they would like a guy that they believe truly can hit. You know, it might be an arm in double A, that, you know, guy that throws in the high 90s. You know, it might be something along those lines. But yeah, certainly they don't want to just give him away for nothing because of who he is. But they also know they're not going to get Joey Gallo out of it either.
And that may answer the other part of my question here. And you know, he's not been a guy who's been banging the drum to get out of town anyway, so I realize it's not the same, but is there any degree of doing him the favor of sending him somewhere to go play for a ring? Is that a factor in this at all, or is his sort of willingness to stick around make that moot?
Yeah, I don't think they're too concerned about that. I think they would like to do that for him, but I don't think they are pressured or feel obligated to do that for him, because he has said, hey, I like Philly, I'd like to stay here. Now, he's certainly softened that stance over the last couple of days. When I talked to him Saturday in San Diego, he said, I'm definitely open and listening to them. You know, of course, I'll listen to them about a trade. I'm definitely all ears. And then Sunday asked, you know, do you see yourself finishing the season in Philadelphia? He said, who knows? And Chase barely says anything ever publicly. So anytime he says anything publicly, you kind of have to read between the lines. And to me, that says, I'm open to being traded if they present something to me. But I'm also not going to pull a Papelbon here and be talking about it constantly, or going to the front office begging for a trade, saying, you got to get me out of here. I don't think he's that type of guy. So if they can make it work out and put him in a situation to win another World Series, I think they would love to do it. But it's going to have to be – they're going to have to get something that makes sense for them in return.
All right. Well, Todd Zielecki, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.